I wanted to welcome you to Devotional Sermon Sunday. I'm your host from the Live Better, the Jason Beck Show. On today's show, we're going to talk about Matthew chapter 5, verse 28. We're also going to talk about adultery. Oh, I hear it already from the married folk. Adultery. Wow. Tough subject. It is. You'd be surprised at what else Jesus said, because you already know. If you're married, you go and fornicate with someone, you go and sleep with someone, you commit adultery. Or the person sleeping with someone that's already married commits adultery too. Or if you lay it down with a prostitute, you're fornicating, you're still committing adultery. Or if you're married and then you divorce, but you don't divorce for reasons of like marriage unfaithfulness, and you divorce and you decide to get remarried, you're committing adultery. And so is that other person that married that same couple, that spouse that got divorced. But did you know it's not just the physical act of committing adultery? It's also in the mind too. And this is what says in Matthew, what Jesus said. But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lustful intent has already committed adultery with her in his heart. That goes the same for you, ladies. If you lust after a man in your heart with intent, with lustful intent, you have already committed adultery. And I think that we are all guilty of this sin. Just like I think most of us are guilty of a sin of fornication, sleeping with someone before you're married. There's others out there will try to say, well, you know, I need to sleep with this person so I know that I'm compatible. No. Wrong. That is a sin, and if you have an issue with that, you're being a cherry picker Christian, and you need to take that to the Lord Jesus Christ and talk to him about that. Because you have issues. You're trying to justify sin to where it's not sin, so that it's perfect okay in your mind. So 20 women or 20 men later, I wasn't compatible with any of these 20 people. You know, I had an intent on marrying them, but, you know, the sexual chemistry was just not there, so we couldn't get married. Yeah, you just sinned. You just fornicated with all of those men, with all of those women. So stop trying to justify in your mind and in your heart that it's okay. It's not okay. Not okay for any of us to lust. Not any of us. It's not okay for any of us to sin. If we are children of God, He loves us and He wants us to be holy and righteous in His eyes. Yes, He sent His Son Jesus Christ down to die on the cross for our sins, because He knew that we were not perfect. But it also means if you sin, ask for forgiveness right then and there. And do your best to turn from that sin. I understand a lot of people have struggles. I have struggles. Some stuff I have not been delivered from. And I struggle. We all struggle with stuff. But, you know, we can get into support groups. We can get accountability partners. There's steps that we can take to get delivered from certain sins. And some of them we may struggle with our whole lives. Not saying that you're going to sin, but you may struggle with the temptation. But Jesus always gives us a way out. There's always a flee from sexual immorality. Flee from it. Run. Run like Joseph ran when Potiphar's wife wanted to lay down with him. He ran and he ran. He fled. Yeah, he still got thrown in prison, but, you know, eventually his destiny still unfolded. But our destiny is not to sleep with every single person out there. And not to sleep with someone that we have the intent on marrying, but we're not married yet. And we shouldn't lieth down with a prostitute. But we shouldn't lust in our minds. Easier said than done. I think we're all guilty. You know, lusting in our minds. Because that, when you think about it, that's a lot of times that's where it begins. You lust in your mind, then you want something visual, then you want something physical, and it just keeps going from there like a never-ending loop. Until you ask Jesus to get a hold of it, to deliver you from it. Yes, some people are delivered instantly. Some it may take months. Some may take years. Some may take their whole life. You know, and some it may take accountability partners. It may take programs on your computers. It may take self-help groups that you go, support groups that you go to, you know, to help you maintain deliverance, to help you maintain your purity when it comes to lust. I understand in the brain it's hard. Sometimes your mind wanders, you have no control of it. That's why it's good to even for me, and I'm throwing myself under this bus. We all need to remember and memorize scripture in the word of God to fight the battle of lust, because our enemy, Satan, is a roaring lion, a wolf, coming to deceive us, a wolf in sheep clothing. And he does not give up. Eventually, if you resist, he flees, but he keeps coming back. Stubborn old fool, I tell you, he's stubborn. But he's also a bully. He's also an accuser and a condemner. Jesus and the Holy Spirit and God the Father convict us. They don't condemn us after we sin. They convict our hearts to come back, to repent, to turn away, to repent. We're doing repent. And keep. If you have to repent 7 times a day, then you repent. But it should not be our intention to go out there, oh, today I'm going to go sleep with my neighbor's wife, and then I'm going to go smoke the old smoky, then I'm going to drink 50, I'm going to go out and have like 10 whiskey shots and get drunk. No, that's not what it means. That's not what it means at all. Not to go out there and just intently just do what you want and, you know, in lust of the flesh. So this week, I'm challenging myself and challenging every one of you to get a grip on your lust. Get into a self-help group. Get accountability partners. Start memorizing scripture more and more. And turn from lust. Turn from adultery. Let's go ahead and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ in heaven, I wanted to pray for each and every one of them, of my listeners, and friends and family, whoever is listening. Father, convict their hearts. If there's unconfessed sin there, unconfessed lust that they've committed, or adultery, Lord, Father God, Lord Jesus, I just pray that they seek your forgiveness and repent and turn from their ways. And, you know, and same goes to me, Lord. I'm sounding this back at me. If I mess up, help me to repent. Help me to turn away from my sin. And I just pray blessings for everyone, strength for everyone, and deliverance for everyone. In the name of Jesus, I pray for deliverance from lust. I pray for strongholds. I pray for chains that have been chained on them for so long, keeping them in adultery, keeping them in lust. I pray for it's your time, Lord. Free them from that this instant, this moment, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And I ask this all in your precious and holy name, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. How many of you like food? Or like seeing people try different food? I'm going to put a link to my new YouTube channel where I try it and eat that food. And some of them will try different drinks. You know, non-alcoholic, of course, but I will try them. You know, in spicy challenges, not so insane challenges, you know, I might try different foods from different, you know, different countries and stuff, you know, or foods or snacks that friends or family send me to try out on the show as well too. So it's a fairly new channel, but I'll go ahead and link. Please follow me, please share it around, you know, please subscribe. You know, if this is your first time listening to the podcast, wanted to thank you so much. There's also a YouTube channel as well, too. But more of the uncensored stuff will be on here. So we don't have to bow down to YouTube censorship. And, you know, just wanted to, any way that you can help support this channel, this podcast show. There is a lot of different affiliate programs. One of my favorite is EMP Shield. You can be protected against a possible EMP strike. What happens during an EMP? An electromagnetic pulse knocks out your computer systems. Goodbye car, goodbye anything, goodbye anything that has advanced electronics and computer systems. They're all gone, not going to work. Your computer's not going to work at all. You're not going to be able to turn on your TV. There'll be no electricity, no grid. You're going to be without power, might starve, might die of thirst. But that doesn't have to happen. You can be prepared now. You can have the peace of mind thanks to EMP Shield. Use coupon code JEB. That's JEB. Get $50 off. And that's if you buy multiple devices. You can also go to empshield.com/JEB as well, too. So don't live another day or another month or go to sleep another night without knowing that you and your family are protected and have the peace of mind of knowing that. Thank you so much for tuning in. Blessings to each and every one of you. There's also other ways you can help support the show. You can give on a monthly basis. You can also donate through PayPal. You can also, any other affiliate program purchases that we're partnership with, any of the commissions will go to help the Live Better, the Jason Beck Show, helping to reach more people for Jesus Christ, most importantly. Have a wonderful, wonderful Sunday and a blissful week. I will catch you all on the next show. I'm your host, Jason Beck. Catch you next time. Bye-bye. God bless.